child, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn.
Stand, and I'll call upon your name. justice without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me when my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Hope Show. Old Shaziz here standing in for my wife, Beverly, who just recently had surgery. I've been attempting to get her contacted on Skype there so that she can join the show from the other house and such. So she'll be able to come in here, but not so far having any luck with this thing. So basically, she sends her love and wants to tell everybody she wishes she could be here. She's going to have a little bit of recovery time. And meantime, we'll see if we can get it sorted out so she can be able to call in and hope I do justice to her show. But in the meantime, Beverly's a really wonderful lady. And she has she's spent a lifetime in doing a lot of good things for people. You know, not just raising kids and such, and you know, being a good-hearted soul. But when her and I got together, and we struggled through some hard times in our life, and helped each other out, she was a wonderful soul when I met her. She still is. She's even more golden than she was when I met her. She's just a beautiful woman. But you know, for her, I want to play a couple really important songs that to basically show you how much I really love this lady. She's just so special. She's been out helping people out for so long, and she puts a lot of work into her shows, The Hope Show, because she wants to put an inspiring, uplifting message out here for everybody to be able to hear and share with one another. So if I can get her Skype contact sorted out, maybe we can get her on here. But in the meantime, I'm going to spend the time playing some tunes, some of the best of the tunes that she shares with everybody out there, because I love a lot of these tunes. They're uplifting and there's a lot of good things. But the first two songs I want to play for you, these were her and my wedding songs. And they always, to this very day, you know, warm my heart and actually bring tears to my eyes, because I love her more than life itself. So here we go, folks. This first one is called I Can See Clearly Now.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for.
So I hope you enjoyed that song right there. The next one I'm going to play is by Celine Dion called Power of Love. This was our other wedding song. And these two songs together, I don't know, it's just, it made for almost like a Cinderella type story when we had our wedding. Everything went so perfectly, and it's just been, you know, just been awesome ever since. You know, all you people out there that have relationships with other folks and you have your ups and downs, I'm telling you, sometimes it might seem a little rough, but it really is worth it. It's really worth the journey. So here's The Power of Love by Celine Dion for my wife, Beverly.
Of love asleep and tight, are rolling by like thunder now, as I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm your. That I'll answer when I'm with you, even though there may be times it seems I'm far away. Never wonder where I am, 'cause I am always by. Do all.
I don't get tears in my eyes when I hear that song. Not tears of sadness, but tears of joy, because I feel like the luckiest man in the world. It's this technology. It's pretty cool. We got Beverly on here. Hi, lady.
Hi, everybody. Oh gosh, these last two songs made me cry. I'm over here in tears. It took me an hour to figure out how to get to Skype and to get to all of you guys, and now I'm just crying and I'm so happy. And I don't know how much my husband told you, but I had a hysterectomy, and so I have incisions, and I was crying, kind of making it tough, but I miss you guys and I love you guys so much, and I wish I could have walked that 150 feet to be on the show myself, but my husband's doing an amazing job, and I will be back next week, but I'm still listening to each and every one of you, and if any of you want to message in, you'll send those messages to me, and God bless each and every one of you, and even though I'm not there at the helm, at that seat, my husband is, but I am listening into everything, and you guys, I appreciate you all so, so much. And I'm doing very well. I just can't walk the 150 feet to get to the radio show.
Well, that's all right. Where there's a will, there's a way, my love. We got you here. Redemptive from people to people. People for People Radio says hi, and people sending their love and hoping that you get better soon. And so,
oh, God bless you all so much. You guys are the best.
We got a good family going on here.
Yes, we do.
I'm gonna play another song. I played this at the end of the Mad Science show here just recently, so give us a chance to catch our breath and get sorted out. But I'm gonna play another song. This is one by Bette Midler called "The Rose," and I really like this song. If you listen to the lyrics, kind of talks about how, you know, as rough as life is, you plant that seed right down there, and that seed goes through a lot of stuff, a bitter snow and a harsh winter. And then at the end of the winter, when springtime, something beautiful occurs. That's what happened with Beverly and I. That was we were that seed that was planted so many years ago. And now it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to be, and the soul afraid of dying that never
when people say that this world is all, there's hard to find anybody to love you, I tell you what, People for People Radio Network, Shaziz Radio, amazing stuff, just amazing. My God, I got to get the tears out of my eyes so I can start talking. I don't want to mess up your show, Beverly. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've recovered.
Well, you talk for a minute. I think everybody wants to see, hear the lady that actually does the show instead of some... I'm sort of too mushy. I guess I get emotional a lot. So, I love you and I love my wife. I love what you do and it's just amazing. We got this technology and we brought you to the house.
Well, thank you very much. Don't leave me hanging too long there, Shaziz, because I tend to make a mess of things if I'm not really prepared.
Yeah, that's one of the things, folks. You don't realize how much effort Beverly puts into her shows. Sometimes I tell her, see, I'm kind of like, I fly by the seat of my pants because I know my science and everything, and I've been doing this so long, I could just jump on board at the last second and throw together a show. But no, she does tons and tons of research and spends time writing and proofreading, and, you know, it's just amazing how... Heck, she's got enough content to write a book right now from all the past shows that she's done. And I'm actually trying to encourage her to put those together in a booklet form. And maybe you folks out there might want to support her and we'd get one of those books to you or something like that. Who knows? We might even be able to together get her published. So, because she compiles a lot of really good information and some spiritual guidance and basically put all together. Might be a book that if you pick up and read, every single time you pick it up, you find something that just happens to coincide with a problem that you're having. She spends a lot of time trying to uplift people. What'd you say, Beverly?
I was saying that you are always telling me that I don't need to do all that preparation and everything, but you're great at what you do, and you get on there, and you never run out of things to say, and you put on a professional show, and I admire what you're doing with your 2 days shows, but I just don't operate like you do, and if I don't prepare in advance, then I'm not going to sound very professional. And so, folks, I spend about 15 hours per week researching and like you said, typing and retyping and proofreading and all these things, because... when I speak with you guys and when I give you these messages that God gives me, I want them to sound polished and professional. And so I can't do what Shaziz does.
Well, my love, you gotta give yourself more credit because you've been at it a little bit longer than you think. And you've always, matter of fact, Redempty said she's a professional perfection. I'm just part of the, she's a, professional perfection. That's what Redempty said about you. Anyway.
He's correct.
Huh. Yeah, so, you know, you don't take no chances. I might be out there swinging on the last branch. Kind of like when I was a kid, climbed way up the top of that tree and I was pushing my luck and then finally the tree limb snapped. Luckily, I'm like a spider monkey and I crawled my way down that tree, you know, quite quickly, I might add, but nonetheless, I survived.
I don't like using all those fillers like and and so that's why I prepare so much through the week so that I don't have all those little fillers and things that make it sound unprofessional.
Yeah, well, I've sat here year after year and listened to you during your shows, and I love what you do, and even if you spend a lot more time on it, that's fine, because you always do and say the right thing, just so happens at the right time, and that to me is amazing. I've got quite a list of songs out here that you've put out during your shows to compliment your message, and one of the ones that I really love is Judy Collins' version of Amazing Grace. You want to hear it?
Yeah, that's a good one, and not only do I hope that all of those out there listening today and on the other messages are blessed, but I too am blessed by my own messages, because there's always something, even in my own messages, that God gives me that that I know that that message isn't just for my audience, my listeners. That message is for me, too, straight from God.
Oh, you and me both, baby. We've been learning. Even when we're trying to help teach and share information, we've been learning. I figure life is a learning experience, and you know, the roads that we've been down, we've been able to help guide a lot of people to a potential better life. It was their, you know, ultimately their choice, of course, you know, how their life turned out. But I think we've been doing a good thing.
Oh, praise and glory be to God, though. We didn't do it by ourselves, honey.
Amen. That's why this Amazing Grace song right here resonates with both of you and I, what we've been, the message you've been trying to put out and the message I've been trying to put out. So how about we listen to this song here? It's about a 4-minute long song. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, I
say music is really powerful. It's magical. It's just amazing how a song can uplift your spirit. Now, while we were on break, I asked my wife if she had a favorite song out there. You want to introduce the song there, lady?
It's Overcomer by Medissa. Anytime I'm feeling down or need a little bit of extra boost and confidence and encouragement, I play this song and it always picks me right back up.
All right, so here we go. This is Overcomer by Medissa. Hope you enjoy this song, folks. If you want, try to add Beverly as a contact on Skype, so if you want to talk to her, you could call her up and say hi. So here we go.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under.
Sorry, I'm pushing buttons and asleep at the wheel. Hold on, I'll get this resolved. And meanwhile, I'm getting a song together for Beverly, so I'll let her talk about it for a minute while I do my magic over here and try to transfer it over.
Yeah, I have a favorite song. Ty played Shaziz played our two wedding songs today, and I want to share my song to all of you that I have dedicated to him. and it's from Blake Shelton, and it's called God Gave Me You. And this song really speaks to my heart about the things of past and the things of present and even future. And but it just kind of, some of it reminds me so much of the shape or the condition that I was in, or lack of spirituality that I was in whenever we first met, and how far we've came and how far I've came. And I actually have the song on my phone as a ringtone for him. So every time he calls me, it plays, and it's a very special song to me.
Well, I'm still dancing around trying to get it going here. So anyway, I'll have this in just a second. I'm just about there. So here we go. I think I found it. Yep. You gotta love technology. I'll tell you that for sure. So here you go. It's God Gave Me You by Blake Shelton. This is from my wife to me and you, and love to everybody.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you.
Tune. When my love and I got together, we were a mess. And I think together, you know, we were blessed with each other, and it's been really good, been really good life since. So what's your thoughts, my love?
Well, you kind of said most of everything I was going to say. I was going to say that you and I had both been down a very long, long road before we met each other, and even when we got together, things were not easy for us at all because of all the baggage that we had carried in and the hurt and the pain from past relationships and different things that had happened.
Uh-oh, I lost you there. What happened? Are you back?
Yeah. And so we are 16 and a half years going strong. And when I hear this song, I get goosebumps up and down my arm because even after 16 and a half years, I love this man more than life itself. And I grow, my love for him grows stronger and stronger every day. And sometimes I sit around and I think, what if he wasn't there? And I can't even imagine a me without him. And so this song is really special, and God truly has blessed me with my husband and my family.
Well, you know what, my love? It just melts my heart every time you say that I'm that special to you. That's just amazing, and that I feel exactly the same way. It's like I can't picture life without you. Stephen Gibbons from the chat room said, get well soon, Beverly.
Oh, I will. I'm getting stronger day by day, Stephen, and thank you so much for that.
He blew you a kiss, too.
I'll get the kisses and hugs to you back and to all of you.
Well, folks, if you want, my love, we can run a little bit over if you got some more songs that you want to play out, or basically, I hope I didn't butcher your show. You know, it's just...
Why don't we play a few more songs? Go ahead and play the one that you mentioned a few moments ago, and I'll think of something that comes to mind and let you know here in a second.
Okay, folks, we're going to stick in here just a little bit longer and play a couple more songs because we finally got it figured out where she can be on Skype and still be over there. And she runs this show. This is hers, so she's the boss. So here you go, folks. This one right here is When Peace Like a River. So I hope you enjoy this.
My soul. Hide. My faith is dead. I need a
Everybody, you're listening to The Hope Show with old Shaziz standing in. Got Beverly on Skype. The other day I was standing out by the pond and I was looking around at all these trees that were sick, and I was looking at the thorns on some of them and just thinking about life in general and thinking about the world. And so I started to pray, and it went something like this. Dear Heavenly Father, please reach down with your hand and put a blessing on this world. Show the world your true beauty so that they can know you. Send out a blessing of healing across all the people that are suffering in this world. Lord, I want this world to know your glory. I want this world to know you like I know you in my heart. Please just reach down and touch this earth with your powerful hand and bless it with some beauty so that people can see. Amen. So, my friend, how are you?
I'm sorry?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you for the wonderful show today. And I'll tell you, I've been kind of bumming most of this week because I thought I was going to miss my whole entire show and miss all of you, too. And you guys are all so important to me out there, and I didn't want to let any of you down. And so... even this morning, I was still pretty bummed out because I wanted to be there in the midst of it all. And praise God, Shaziz kind of helped me out with the Skype and helped make it so. And I felt very much a part of my own show this morning. And I felt all the love from all of you out there reaching me. And I can feel all the love pouring into my heart from each and every one of you. And it's so important to me, and it's so special. And today has been such a blessing, even though I'm at a different location, but I just want to tell all of you that I hope you have a very happy Easter, and I love every one of you, and I'll be back next week. I didn't know until a few moments ago that I could actually have done my message over Skype, so I could have done an actual show today, but I just now realized that, and so should that happen again, I'll know what to do next time. But anyway, God bless each and every one of you. Same time, same place next week. And Shaziz is going to play you up a tune, Redeemed. And that's going to be the end for our show today. And we'll see you back here at the same time, same place next week. God bless everyone.
Yeah, God bless you too, my love. And hopefully I didn't butcher your show. It's a mad science guy trying to do a spiritual guidance show. And I'm not very good at all that, I don't think. But I try.
You did amazing. And I love you for trying.
Alright, so we made the best out of a bad situation, which on her show is an uplifting message that says that you can make the best out of a bad situation as well. So we're going to play you up out of here with a song called Redeemed, and hopefully you know that, you know, there is a higher power out there as far as I'm concerned. You know, I know you're on your own spiritual journey, but we'll all find the way eventually. But in the meantime, we stick together. We show each other love. And we know that we got each other's back. So we got this technology. It's cool. I can bring my wife who can't make it over here right at the moment. So now we can bring her in all the time. Ain't that wonderful?
Woohoo!
All right. So peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to The Hope Show with Beverly and Shaziz this go around.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.